From KUER News in Salt Lake City, I'm Ciara Hewlett. Utah Senator John Curtis supports President Donald Trump's work at the border and efforts to bring down the cost of goods. His comments come after the president's address to Congress last night. But Curtis says he still has some angst about what's happening in Washington. He reminds people that American voters put Trump in office.
Whether you love them or loathe them, those we elect are more a reflection of our collective values, our choices, and the direction of this country than we're willing to admit. If we want better leadership, we have to rebuild from the bottom.
Curtis says that includes stronger families and more personal integrity. Utah's other Republican Senator, Mike Lee, said on social media after Trump's speech, quote, "Let's get this golden age started." Republican Representatives Burgess Owens and Blake Moore also posted on social media in support of the president. One Utah lawmaker hoped to repeal the state's ban on flavored vapes and e-cigarettes during this legislative session. But as KUER's Sage Miller reports, the effort didn't work out.
Utah banned flavored vapes in 2023, but the law was blocked in court after the Utah Vapor Business Association won a restraining order. Lawmakers in the House defeated a bill that would have repealed the ban. Republican Representative Matt McPherson had tried to get the state out of the lawsuit while increasing regulations, fees, and fines for businesses allowed to sell those products.
We try to make sure that we have a regulatory structure in place that protects our youth, that keeps our markets open, that doesn't allow us to go too far when it comes to our regulatory powers. And all I'm asking here is for us to consider the same course of action.
But lawmakers didn't buy it. Republican Representative Ray Ward, who is also a doctor, was concerned about the addictive nature of vaping, especially as it pertained to minors.
The industry depends currently and has depended for a long time on getting youth addicted before they become adults. That's the business model, and it has worked well for them in the past in a dozen ways.
The bill failed in a 22-47 vote. Sage Miller, KUER News.
Salt Lake City now has higher carbon monoxide emissions than Southern California. That's according to new research from the University of Utah. Scientists think it's because of the state's different approaches to their air quality problems. California put stricter fuel and emissions regulations in place before Utah. Utah also has older cars, more trucks, and faster speed limits. That can cause more carbon monoxide emissions. Motor vehicles are the main human-caused source of carbon monoxide in the atmosphere. This year's Conservation in the West poll shows widespread concern about conservation and the environment among Latinos. The results come amid rising anxiety about public lands policy. The Mountain West News Bureau's Murphy Woodhouse has more.
This year, Latino respondents showed some of their highest levels of concern about water and public land, says Vanessa Munoz with the Hispanic Access Foundation. For example, she noted that last year, some 85% of Latinos expressed strong support for national monuments.
And now in 2025, Latinos continue that momentum to protect their natural lands. 91% believe that existing national monument designations from the last decade should be kept in place.
Trump administration officials have recently expressed interest in shrinking some monuments. Compared to other groups, Latinos also showed generally higher concern about water pollution, declining water supplies, and the threat of wildfire. For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Murphy Woodhouse.
Wyoming's Republican governor has vetoed a bill that would have required women seeking medication abortions to get an ultrasound. Mark Gordon questioned whether it was reasonable and necessary, especially for victims of rape and incest. In a letter Monday, the governor said, quote, "Mandating this intimate, personally invasive, and often medically unnecessary procedure goes too far." Gordon has signed other bills into law seeking to ban abortion. Still, groups working to maintain access in Wyoming praised the veto. Abortion remains legal pending the outcome of a lawsuit challenging the bans in the Wyoming Supreme Court. You're listening to KUER News.